Blog Talk Radio.
I want some hood girls looking back at it and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, down Mavericks. My Maybach, black Maddie. Just never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Maybe think about me when he wax off. Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kitty on feet. Pretty on feet. Pretty gang always keep them on geek. Biting through Texas. Feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicky is tight. I said, yeah, Nicky, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nick, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work. I got it. 36 to that real. Hanky full of that bounce, baby.
Whipping on that work.
whipping off that perk. Flipping up my skirt and I be whipping all that work. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Singing with the queen bee and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go lift them hoops. No, just on this song alone. This on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you?
Don't talk.
Young Money.
The Real Relationship Talk Show is back, and we are here on this rainy, rainy, rainy Wednesday. If it's raining where you are, you need to be sitting down somewhere because it's dangerous out there, right? And you need to be tuned in to the Real Relationship Talk Show. For those that didn't get a chance to listen to last week's show, or if you know you got friends that miss this week's show, that's missing the show right now because of whatever reason, they can always go to our page on Facebook and click on the button on the link, and you can listen to it anytime you want, because what I'm dropping, it need to be heard. What I'm dropping, I do it totally for you. So you know what? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. And Dollhouse Radio's on. But before I jump in, we normally do the relationship. We normally do the relationship post of the week, what I like to call the, what do I call it? The relationship truth, right? But we're going to, before I do that, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to let everybody know what's going on. The reason why we were out this week because I experienced something very emotional. Not too many people get a chance to experience at any time in their lifetime, you know, to have two family members pass away in a short time frame, three or four days to be exact, and both were in two different states, and we had to plan a double funeral. And check this out, the double funeral was actually planned last week, and it was on my birthday. So we put two of my beautiful aunts to rest on last week, Saturday, on November the 14th, because that's my birthday. And it was pretty emotional for me, but we made it through. We put them away well. All right, and I want to thank everybody at Dollhouse Radio for their love, their support, their great their cherishing words. Thank everybody, right? But I'm back. It's a new year for me. My happy new year was last Saturday. I don't know when yours is, but what are you going to do? The Kenny Talk Experience is what I'm going to do for 2016, or for my new year, or what I like to call it, starting on November the 14th. So let's jump right in, everybody. It's time for the relationship truth. I haven't had time to kind of look one up, but, you know, we're on Facebook. Those that have not actually added us as of yet, you got to make sure you add us. It's under Kenny Talk DeMoss, or Kenneth DeMoss. You'll find it on Facebook. Add us that way. Or, you know what you could do? You could add the page, like the page, the Kenny Talk Experience. I changed the name of it. It's the Kenny Talk Experience. So you can't miss it on Facebook. Like us, and you can get these posts every single week. So let's jump right into the relationship truth of the week. This is one that I sent out today, and I got a lot of responses on it. So let's talk about it. First and foremost, the relationship truth goes as follows: there are so many lies that are told in relationships that we already know before they come out. There are so many lies that are told in relationships that we already know before they come out. So why would I choose something like that? Well, it ties directly into the conversation. Those that do ask, remember 646-595-4038 is the number that if you want to listen, if you're on out and about on the road, listen on your phone. If you're at the job right now, listen. Dial that number to listen. Or if you want to be heard, I want to hear from you. Give us a call. Press 1 if you want to speak to the host, myself. Or, you know what, you can do like everybody else. Just listen and comment on Facebook, because I got my inbox open. So let's jump right in. We're going to jump right into the discussion around it. Here's the reason why I chose that particular post. Now, there are so many lies that are told in relationships. See, here's the thing. The reason why I wanted to go there first is because, man, we play like we don't know. You know, we are very concerned about how we feel, our feelings, our emotions. And if there's a certain area under the cover that you can't deal with, then you don't look up under those covers. If there's a certain place that you could look where there's something that you can't deal with, then you purposely avoid that place. Because if it's anything that's going to disrupt the way you're feeling or your perception about what you have or someone else's perception about what you have, you avoid looking in that direction. So my statement is around this is, guess what? You're not really being the real you, and the person that's giving you this perception of who they are, when you don't confront it, you're not dealing with the real them. That's the reason why I chose it. You're not dealing with the real them, and you are not being the real you. What in the hell type of relationship do you have? If you want to speak on it, I'm going to my inbox right now, and I got some people kind of, they speaking on it right now. I'm going to read what you have to say, because our listeners probably need to hear it. The Kenny Talk Experience is a platform for you. Let's have open discussions about the real you. All right. But we're still doing the Relationship Truth of the Week, and I got a young lady that's actually hitting me up right now on the chat. What's up? How are you today? Yeah. Okay, she typed quite a bit, so I'm going to go through and kind of sift through it. She says, I can agree with you partly, but many of the lies that I have experienced in my relationships were things I was totally blown away by. They're not things that I've already knew, because I'm not a fake person. I won't pretend to not see what I see. I'm too straight up for that. So that's why I say I partly agree with what you're saying, because you might have some people that do. All right, okay, we can agree with that. There are some people who get blown away. But for the most part, think about the stuff that we anticipate. Think about the stuff that we're concerned about. Think about the stuff that we try to address, right? Think about the stuff that you have addressed to your lover that they actually responded in a way that still made you feel some type of way, or that still left an unanswered question mark over your head, right? And then later on you find out that, you know what, it was what it was, or it was what I thought it was. This actually applies, sweetie. It's the same thing. Because if it's an unanswered or an unaddressed issue that you thought was that your lover thought was addressed, then it's almost as if your mind starts to wonder, starts to think, well, you know what, that really don't make sense, or you know what, I need a little bit more clarification, but I don't really want to step on her toes, I don't want to step on his toes, so you know what, I'll just continue to go on. And then all of a sudden when it happens, oh my God, we jump out the window. So the reaction, for the most part, we jump out the window. I want to thank you for writing in, so let's go ahead and tie it right to the conversation at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, those that are just joining us tonight on Dollhouse Radio, it is Kenny Talk of the Kenny Talk Experience, which we call the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we are discussing the real you. How do you know? How do you know that the person that says they love you actually loves the real you? That was a question I posed. That's what I want to know. Okay. I got another young lady. She wants to respond. Go ahead. She says, thank you for listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. I want to say that first and foremost. But she says, when you talk about the real you, as long as you're comfortable with who you are and you're enjoying the relationship, this question is self-answered. You know they're in love with the real you because you are happy with the real you. All right. Let's talk about that real quick. I'm going to break it down. She says that we know, so some people know that they are happy with the real them because their relationships are going well. All right. But look, some of us are in relationships and we're enjoying the person that we presented to a woman or to a guy up front. We only enjoy the person that we present up front because of the results that we get from being that person. You could be very happy being the person that you presented up front in a relationship, all because of the results that it gets you from the person that you're in a relationship with. All right, so I'll even go a little bit further. Think about those relationships that start I'm not even going to say a lie. I'm just going to say they start off with a different perception of you that you deliver to someone. All right, you want to be, a top-notch person in the music industry. You're not there as of yet. The person you meet, you present yourself in that manner because guess what? As a person thinking, so shall it be. So you're like, hey, I am in the music industry, and I'm going for mine. I'm doing my thing or whatever. That person may get that perception of you, may love you, may fall for you, and may have a great time with you. But guess what? If you're not actually there, then it's not actually you. You might enjoy this perspective that you've actually given to this person, right? You might enjoy it just because how much this person loves you, how much this person is crazy about you, enjoys being with you, gives their all to make you happy. So you might be enjoying it, but in actuality, you're not who you presented. So it's still not the real you. Ladies, that's from a male's perspective. So ladies, let's talk about the ladies. How do you know the guy that's falling in love with you is falling in love with the real you? There's so many women that even want to get in deep, committed relationships, not because of themselves, but because of the way it looks on the outside. Not because of themselves, but because that's the daily word. That's the big thing, is to be in love, right? So I say, people, listen to me. People, if that's not really what you want, yet and still you go after it and get it, you're not going to cherish it, you're going to disrespect it, and you're going to lose it. In the event of you not cherishing this great relationship, you disrespecting this great relationship, and you're losing this great relationship, for whatever reason, because I know a lot of beautiful women have gone through that in that exact order. They don't cherish it, they end up disrespecting it, and then they end up losing it. You've just shattered a young man that was willing to provide you with a great relationship. So you've just damaged this man. How do you think he's going to look at the next woman that says, hey, I'm looking for commitment? They say they're looking for the same things that you told him that they were looking for. Not to say that all women that hurt men are the reason why men, we are like we are. That's not what I'm saying. But there are a large number of men that react out of emotion as well. They get hurt. And you know what they do? They do things that are outside of their character. All because you were not being the real you. Okay? The real you might just be what I like to call a pound cake. Ladies, the real you might just be a pound cake. I know a lot of people be laughing. What is a pound cake? Somebody said, what do you mean a pound cake? Well, I mean, a pound cake is just, hey, you like to get pounded on. You know, a lot of us get into relationships with guys. A lot of women get into relationship with guys that we really just like to pound on us. On you. We love for him to come through, hang out, Netflix and chill. Yo, you know, that's been circulating on social media. You know, they love that. Then all of a sudden you end up having sex with this guy, and you just really enjoy the sex. And guess what? You guys start to consistently have sex. And now the only thing left to do since we like consistently having sex with each other is to turn around and say, well, hey, why not get into it? Why don't I make you mine and I be yours? But that's not the way it should happen. So what they start doing is these ladies start setting these expectations that women who are serious about a relationship set for their man around this guy who they really just enjoy, you know, pounding. You know what ended up happening? The expectations, all of the stuff that come with being in a relationship starts to put a damper on the pound game. It starts to make the pounding that he's doing on you, not all that anymore, because guess what? It's so many other things that you're putting on his plate to worry about. It's so many things that you're trying to bring up to him as problems because of the fact that you're trying to hold him to the expectations of a woman that really wants to be in a relationship, and you're a pound cake. So you frustrate this guy, and after you frustrate this guy, guess what happens? Hey, you know what? We don't kick it no more. We break up. We break up and go our own way, everybody. And when you break up and go your own way, that's another relationship that's ended. So we need everybody to understand that, you know what, if you are a pound caker, then be that. Be the real you. Because when you don't be the real you, you hurt people. When you don't be the real you, you mislead people. Now let's talk about it now. I want to switch it. I want to go to Facebook. I'm going to go to Twitter real quick. Because I see my DM, somebody in my DM. Let me see what they're saying. Salute. Thank you for listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. Okay, I got a young lady in my DM saying, preach. She said, preach. Many are afraid to be the real, to be who they really are, okay? Let me see who else we got. Thank you for that, you know. I got a young lady that's in the DM saying, it doesn't matter if you're the real you. If a relationship is not going to work, it's not going to work. Okay, I can agree with that. I can agree with you, sweetheart. She says that regardless of what, it is not going to work if it's just not going to work, even if you're being the real you, right? Well, the only thing I say to that, sweetheart, is that if the relationship is not going to work, I'd rather it not work with me and you being exactly who we are. Because if we're not being exactly who we are, we may think the relationship won't work. There are a lot of people that are afraid to be who they are in relationships that end up ending. But if they just would have kept it real with that woman, or they would have just kept it real and told that guy what was up, guess what would have happened? Guess what would have happened? You could have effectively communicated, got on the same page, and still be an item today, as opposed to being as opposed to breaking up. And that's what I say about that. So, the real you. So those that's joining us, because I do see more people coming in, those that are just joining. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and I'm Kenny talking. We are discussing the real you in relationships. The real you. How do you know that you're actually being the real you? How do you know that? All right. Many of us are afraid to communicate with the person that we're with. We are afraid because of what you might think. Ladies, we're afraid because of what you might think. Fellas out there, women are afraid to tell you that they only want to be your pound cake, that they only want you to, you know, have, you know, drop that great sex on them, and that's it, because they fear you may think that they're just a hoe. That's what they think. Ladies, a man is afraid to tell you that he's only interested in having a good time because he's afraid that you won't give him sex then. But fellas, I know we can all agree that we've all, well, majority of us, you know, I guess I have to speak, you know, we have to speak for ourselves, but we all have had that run-in, right, with that woman that we were able to just be real with and say, hey, this is what I'm feeling, this is how I'm feeling, and this is what I want to do, and things transpired. Things went the way you wanted them to go. You guys are both on the same page. We call that, sometimes we call it a one-night stand, you know. Sometimes that has happened, and you thought to yourself, man, I actually told her that I was only interested in having sex, and we actually had sex. No harm, no foul, nobody's upset, the real you. But what we do is we prolong it. We put on the cloak, or what they like to say in church, we put on the cloak of a guy that's out here trying to find a good woman. We do that just to bait the women in. We do that to increase our options. And we pick from those options the finest ones. And we talk that crap. And that, yeah, I said it. We talk that crap around wanting a good woman, wanting to settle down, you know, wanting whatever. We talk that crap and play around with these women. We end up having sex with a multitude of these women. A lot of these women actually believe what we're saying, fellas. They're actually like, you know what? I got a good dude that I'm dating right now. Things are going well. He's moving in the right direction. And I feel like, you know, this is something special. But in actuality, the only thing that we're doing is playing. That's what we're doing. So we end up becoming sexually connected with this person, only to let them know that, well, I'm not really interested in taking it to the next level. And now the woman is confused, fellas. Because she thought, get what she thought. But put it like this, she believes you. You said what you wanted to say, or what you felt like you had to say, to increase your options, fellas. That's what we do. I don't know a guy that don't want to have his pick of the litter when it comes to very attractive women. Being able to have sex with very attractive women. I don't know a guy that's not, that will shun that. Say, hey, no, I don't want that. I don't know a guy that don't want that, right? But I do know a lot of guys that will tell you that they don't. And when that happens, you're not being the real you. You're misleading. I'm not afraid to say it. Fellas, stand up and say it. You're faking them out. Ladies, there are a lot of us that are laying around talking all that crap about what you're looking for, about what you're about, until you get all the way to the altar. And when you get to the altar, you say, I do. But you're not being the real you. Now, we got a couple of different things I'm going to talk about after the break, because we got a break about to come up. I don't want all my listeners to go nowhere, because what I'm going to talk about is, when it comes to being the real you, how does that tie into this thing that we're hearing on social media about the free pass that women are giving men, or men giving women, in relationships, in marriages? You get a free pass to cheat. It was also on that movie that came out about a year or so ago, The Hall Pass, where these women gave their husbands the opportunity to go out and cheat, you know, and get with other chicks, have sex with them, do what you want, but come on back home. The Hall Pass. That's what it was called, right? So we're going to discuss that and talk about how that ties into who you are, the real you. I got some information from Monique, one of y'all favorite actresses in Hollywood, speaking on it. And I want y'all to know exactly what she had to say about it and how it ties in to, guess what, the Real Relationship Talk Show topic of the real you. It's time to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio. We're gonna go to break, and when we'll be back, we're going to jump into our Keeping It Real letter as well, because we have not forgotten about you. You guys have been writing in, and I want to thank you for that. It's about that time for us to take a short break, and we'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat on the Real Relationship Talk Show. Don't go nowhere. I'm telling you, we finna go in. Yeah. And we are back. Still paying bills, though. The Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. And it's about that time, ladies and gentlemen, for what I like to call it's a keeping it real letter. On the Real Relationship Talk Show. Let's have some fun with it real quick. It's really short, and you know what? What it does is it raises a pretty good point. Kind of ties directly into what I was just speaking about, what we were just talking about on the Real Relationship Talk Show. It's centered, now somebody sent this post in, and I said, you know what, I'm going to make sure I touch on it. And it says, keep it real, Kenny Talk. When certain women talk about marriage, usually it's about the ring, the wedding, the venue, the type of dress. It seems like many just want the all eyes on me big show. They rarely talk about the sacrifice and the commitment of being a wife. Many don't know the difference between being a bride and being a wife. Kenny Talk, what are your thoughts on this? Keep it real. I told you it's short and to the point. It's keeping it real letter. I mean, y'all keep on writing in, man, because this stuff, it's intriguing, and it ties into a lot of the topics that we do have. But let me dive right in. It kind of ties into what we were just speaking about. A lot of times, women, this is the main focus. This is the main focus. The ring, the wedding, the venue, the dress. Social media exposure. All my Facebook friends know that I just got married. Or I just got a ring. And the proposal was so sweet. We were out at Papado's, and in the middle of a crowded restaurant, he got on one knee. They got pictures and everything. We're gonna post all of them so everybody can see me. I'm married. You know? But the way, what I would say to keep it real on this one is that this is going to be kind of the opposite. See, a person, and in this case, I'm going to use the woman in the example. My thoughts on this person who wrote this in, thank you, I didn't get a name or anything, but my thoughts on this is that this is a clear example of a woman's mouth saying one thing, but her actions and behavior saying a different thing. Now, her mouth is talking about, hey, I can't wait to be a committed wife. I'm going to be a good wife, blah, blah, blah. But the actions, the excitements, the facial expressions, the behaviors, all of that stuff is excited around those things that you just named in this post, brother. The wedding, the ring, the venue, the dress, the cake, social media exposure, the people that are watching, everybody see me, right? So it'll be like the flip-flop. The mouth is saying what you say that they should be looking for, but the actions they're becoming excited around things that you named or that we just talked about just now. So you talk about the real you. The real you is going to be 100% detectable through, guess what? Your actions. Now, so that's what I would say to keep it real on that. But guess what? I spoke on this a while ago. I spoke on this a long time ago. We have to watch a person's actions more so than their words, not get wrapped up into their words. Especially when you're talking about a guy. Because, see, a guy is not good at words. Guys are better at their actions. Women are very good at their words. So a lot of women tend to stick to or focus on what the words that the guy says or the things that the guy say. Now, women, you should know that majority of men, they are not good verbalizers. So why would you take what they say to heart? Why would you take what we say or we try to verbalize as the real us? We're not even good. A lot of us are not even good at that. But we are good at showing actions. So I need everybody to understand that when you are in a relation, when you are in a relationship with someone, that especially when you're in a relationship with a guy, watch the actions. Don't force him to verbalize how he feel. His actions will show exactly how he feel. And I just want to drop that for the Keeping It Real letter today. Remember, you can inbox me, or you can post it on my page, or you can and the page is Kenneth DeMoss or Kenny Talk Experience on Facebook. On Twitter, it's at Kenny Talk EXP. On Instagram, you can even send me a post on Instagram. I read those too. I'm still waiting on a good one that I can use during the Keeping It Real letter for Instagram, and it's at Kenny Talk _ on Instagram. Get at us, right? If you haven't added us already, what are you waiting for? So now, it's about that time. Let's jump right back into the conversation. That was the Keeping It Real letter, and we do that every week. Let's jump right back into the conversation about the hall pass or the free pass. Now, the young lady that was married to Lil Wayne, I don't know if she was married to Lil Wayne. Yeah, I think she was. That has Lil Wayne's first child. I don't know if that's his first child, but have one of his children. Toya, she married this guy that was dating K. Michelle. Memph Hits, that's his name. And it came out in the media that they were getting a divorce. And during this media shower, that's what I like to call it, media shower of this situation, it came out that she actually gave him 8 passes a year. In a year, he had a pass 8 times a year to have sex with other women. Yet and still, they actually winded up in getting a divorce. Now, that actually caused a lot of conversation from young ladies that are in relationships saying she's stupid, she's crazy, I wouldn't dare give my man the chance to actually cheat. What say you? Y'all hit me up, 646-595-4038. I want to hear from you right now. Would you give the person that you're dating a free pass every now and then to go have sex with another woman? Fellas, the woman you love, the woman that you're with, would you give her a free pass to kick it with another dude? Now, the Kenny Talk Experience is a platform where we keep it real on both ends. We're not biased. I'm going to go to Facebook. I'm going to go to Twitter. I'm going to give y'all some time because I see some people respond. I want to hear what you got to say. Would you give the person that you're with a free pass? Like Toya did with Memph Hits. Let's take a look. All right. Got a couple of guys say very interesting topic. The guys are with it, right? The free pass, the woman giving them a free pass. All right. Okay, here we go. I got a young lady that says, when you invite this type of evil into your holy matrimony, it's doomed to fail. So I will absolutely not give my husband a pass to sleep with another woman. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see what else we got. Absolutely not. Can he talk? That's absurd. There is no way. Let's see what else we got. I got a young lady that says, love is meant to be between one woman and one man. When you add other parties, it's a recipe for disaster. Thank you. Salute. See what else I got. Let me go to Twitter. Y'all can continue to hit me up. And if you want to make your words heard, 646-595-4038, let me know. All right. So we got, I see, this is a guy. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. I would not allow my woman to actually have a free pass to deal with any other guys. No way out of the question. I'm looking for the guys. I want to hear, okay, I got it. This guy says it's totally outside of a woman's character to be promiscuous. So when you invite that or you make that an option, things will go downhill. Okay? All right, now we got, let's go back to the ladies. Okay, it opens you up for disease. It opens you up for disease and other type of evil spirits. All right? Well, thank you so much for sharing, everybody. These are some interesting responses, right? And I appreciate y'all dropping it on my head. But let me go in on it. Now, check this out. I would say that it is a recipe for disaster if it's something that you offer. Now, you got some guys that women fall for. Being promiscuous is just not them. It's not in them. So you don't want to take a guy that's not promiscuous and say, well, hey, I'm going to give you a free pass once a year to go out and have sex with another woman. Right? So you wouldn't offer that to somebody if that's not the real them. But if that is the man that you're with, that you fell for, and that's the real them, then you might be on to something different. In other words, you got some guys that will cherish the fact that they're allowed to do so. But however, you got guys that will abuse it. Now, the biggest problem with polygamy or a guy having multiple sex partners or another sex partner outside of his relationship, let me tell you, guys get too wrapped up emotionally. I don't mean off once, and the way this does happen is we continue to go back over and over and over and over and over and over again. And if you are having sex with a woman over and over and over and over and over and over again, you're going to develop a connection. Maybe not the first time, maybe not the second time, but some consistency around, you know, having sex with this person. And obviously, if it's consistent, that means that you like it and it's good sex. You have to understand that there is going to be some type of connection. And that's where the problem comes in at, is because women actually think that if every guy has sex with another woman while with them, that they are going to run off with that woman. Or they're going to, you know, get the woman pregnant. Or they're going to come back with some type of disease. And Charlie Sheen, you know, y'all saw Charlie Sheen in the media, right? But in reality, if we if we partake of it only once and continue to move, then it cannot be a problem. It's like guys forget. We really forget that we do have feelings. Guys forget that we can get emotionally wrapped up in a woman. It can happen, fellas. It can happen. And when it does happen, the biggest problem is, guess what? We continue to ride with it. We do it. That's the sad part about it. So, and from a woman's, a female's perspective, guys, you do not want to give a woman a free pass to go out and date who she wants to date or have sex with who she wants to have sex with if that's just not in her. Now, you got a lot of women out there that are promiscuous like that, and they enjoy being pounded on. They enjoy the pound cake. They enjoy it. So if you gave that type of woman a free pass, I mean, it could work. But let me say this. You got women that are promiscuous that run into some high-level, awesome emotional sex that will make them entertain going back again and back again and back again. And the same thing, developing feelings. See, women easily develop feelings. A majority of women easily develop feelings. That's why you got the guy that inboxed us tonight on the show saying that he wouldn't dare let his woman go, you know, go with another guy. Because what if he just really break off? And she look at him like, whoa. And there we have it. But let me go to my letter real quick. I got a little something from Monique. Now, I pulled this up and I actually shared this. Here's what Monique had to say about the hall pass, or what she had to say about allowing your man to have a pass. She says, that she thinks it's crazy, first and foremost, that you would have something that you wouldn't tell the person that you lie with every night, the person that you exchange vows with, the person that you're in a relationship with. She says that if you don't have honesty, if you actually have something that you won't tell them, then you don't have honesty and you don't have communication. So this ties into the real you. She says, this is what she says about, she continued on about having a pass to cheat. She says, a person that you stood up and you said for the better and for worse, sickness and in health, rich and for poor, you took those vows in front of the universe. She says, if you don't live by them, then you shouldn't have actually taken them. She says that this person has to be your best friend. She says, when you say pass to cheat, see, when you're a person's best friend and you say to your best friend, I'm having these feelings about this person sexually and I want to share it with you, when you're best friends, you can have those open and honest conversations. Ladies, how many of y'all can have that conversation? Oftentimes, people cheat because of something they're not getting. But when you have an open and honest dialogue and you say, We're just human beings. All these people on the face of the earth, do you think my eyes won't ever say, okay, he's fine or she's attractive? Now, if you want to go further, she says, let's be honest enough to have those conversations. What is it about that person that you find that you want to sleep with? Because they may give you something that you're simply not willing to do. And if that's the case, how can I be mad? That's what she says. She says, because I'm not going to do it. Should I deprive you of not having it? That's when the relationship is real. That's Monique, y'all. And she went on to talk about she's not confined by the Western civilization of ownership. She says, we've been taught to have ownership. And that's a Western way of doing it. But that's not where I originate from. I'm from Africa. And she went on to speak about that. So, for the most part, y'all heard Monique speak on it. we do have this sense of entitlement or ownership over the person that we're in a relationship with. And we also have this emotional stranglehold on our feelings when it comes to what if my man, I can't take the fact that my man is attracted to another woman. I'll jump out of a window. What has she got that I don't have? You know, which is a crazy question because women come in all flavors, man, and you guys are, you guys are awesome. This coming from a guy. But for the most part, that was what she spoke on. So, in a nutshell, are you being the real you? Sounds like Monique and her husband are being the real them, and that's why they are where they are at this point. What are you going to do going forward? Now, it's about that time, everybody. I had fun tonight. It's about time for the final thought, a little bit of spoken word that I put together to sum up what we talked about. Shout out to everybody listening. Happy hump day. And it goes a little something like this, like I'm a rapper. It says, okay, would you go out on a date with a person who introduced themselves as the fake, but they said they'd introduce you to the real them later? They'll introduce you to a polite, respectful, relationship-focused gentleman now, but afterwards they'll introduce you to a player. They'll introduce you to a church-going, loyal and monogamous, commitment-focused, family-oriented lady. That's what she'll do. But afterwards, you'll meet the insecure, controlling, and argumentative, ungrateful, out-of-shape mother of your baby. They'll say it's okay to be who you are. I'm attracted to who you are. Just keep it real with me. 100 is what they claim. But when you expose them to the real, to your real, they now want to express how they feel about all the things that they're expecting you to change. Now, until I can love the real you and you can love the real me, we can never say I love you, but I love who you portray. We love potential. We love personas. We love fictitious facades, nice behaviors and actions in relationships of today. Yeah. I had to drop that on y'all real quick. I'm going to read that last one more time. It says, until I can love the real you and you can love the real me, we can never say I love you, but I love who you portray. That's what we can say. We love potential. We love personas. We love fictitious facades, nice behaviors, actions, and relationships of today. Man, I want to drop that on y'all tonight. I had so much fun. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm the one and only Kenny Talk, and we'll be back next week with another great show. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that they can go to our page and just click on the link and they can listen at any time they want. You sure can, ladies. I'll be sending it out. We're about to jump up out of here. We're going to be off all next week for Thanksgiving, so we won't be returning until the week after, and then after that we'll be off for Christmas. Man, I want y'all to have a happy and safe holiday. We'll be back after the new year. Continue to share the post. Continue to respond to the relationship truth. Continue to send us those relationship questions, those keeping it real letters. Salute to the fellas. But all my ladies, you know what I say to you. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kitty? Those lips, and we out.